It's Pride Month, and hundreds of thousands of people of all ages are participating in LGBTQ plus Pride events across the region. Radioactive Youth Media's Lynn Strober-Cohen looked into how the queer experience has changed and remained the same over the decades.
As an 18-year-old queer teen, I wanted to know what growing up queer in the U.S. was like before the internet and marriage equality and TV shows like Drag Race and Posed. So I talked to Bill.
It's Bill, or actually William. And if I'm in trouble, it's Henry William.
Bill Thielman is 75 years old and a longtime Seattle resident. He describes himself as
gay, male, openly gay. And there was a time when I started out that was not always a choice.
Bill grew up in a white, well-educated, middle-class family in the suburbs outside of New York City. I asked Bill to tell me about his experiences growing up as a queer person. He started with a story from the summer of 1969.
The Vietnam War was going at it.
Bill was 22 years old, and he had just graduated from college. He was called to Fort Hamilton in New York for a draft physical. He gets there, and he's given some paperwork to fill out.
One of the questions was a checklist, and it asked if I had ever had measles, mumps, chicken pox, homosexual tendencies, tuberculosis, polio, and I'm kind of like, oh, okay, yes, yes, no, no. Ew. The burning question.
At first, this story caught me off guard, but then I remembered that gay and lesbian people couldn't serve openly in the military until 2011, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed. As we talked, Bill told me stories about being targeted by the police for being gay and living through the AIDS crisis, both things that disproportionately affected people not like Bill, like Black and Latinx queer people, trans women of color, and poor queer people. But throughout Bill's stories, there was one constant, the joy he finds in the queer community. Bill says, back in the 1970s,
the gay community was just blooming. Stonewall had already happened. So there were marches in Manhattan, you know, the Pride marches. And Bette Midler came to Washington Square and sang You've Got to Have Friends. Just wonderful.
Hearing Bill's stories about his experiences, good and bad, made me think about the current experiences of young queer people in our country. There's a new law in Florida that restricts teaching about gender and sexual orientation, and a new law in Alabama that makes it a felony to provide gender-affirming medical treatment to transgender youth. I asked two of my friends about their experiences as queer teens.
Hi, my name is Erden Stewart, and I'm 17.
Hi, I'm Maddie Goldstein, and I'm 18 years old.
I've known that I was bisexual since I was about 6 years old, and luckily for me, I grew up in a really accepting home where I was immediately embraced and accepted.
My experience being queer has been a difficult one. I didn't realize that I was queer until maybe a year and a half ago.
In many states, there are people working extremely hard to make sure kids like me don't get to be their true selves.
For example, the Don't Say Gay bill implies that someone will be gay if they hear about the word, which is just not true.
I love being queer, and I love my queer community, who is always joyful in creating all types of wonderful art and community events. There's nothing wrong with being queer. In fact, it's a gift.
Being queer is a gift. My queerness has given me a deeper appreciation for my supportive parents, teachers, and friends. It's helped me love my body, and it's allowed me to let go of societal expectations of the way things should be. While being out as queer is sometimes painful, the joy and community that comes with it is worth it. From Radioactive Youth Media, I'm Lynn Strober-Cohen.
Radioactive Youth Media is KUOW's radio journalism and audio storytelling program for young people. Support for Radioactive comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Discovery Center, and BECU.